This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Seven Denver police officers are suing the city over its COVID-19 vaccine requirement for employees. They say the mandate can't be enforced. A hearing is Wednesday. The deadline for workers to get vaccinated is Thursday. More than 100 people protested yesterday near Colorado Springs after Academy School District 20 in El Paso County began mandating masks. The new rules cover all students in preschool through 12th grade when indoors in group settings. The number of days people are breathing wildfire smoke has increased across nearly every part of Colorado. A CPR News investigation shows the increase follows a surge of wildfires fueled by climate change across the West. Joe Wirtz reports.
The average number of days with smoky skies has grown over the last decade. The biggest increase is in Jackson County on the Wyoming border, which experienced an additional month of days with smoky skies each year from 2016 to 2020. Denver and Colorado Springs residents experience more than two additional weeks of smoky days a year on average. Cheryl Magsiman is an epidemiologist at Colorado State University.
We tend to think of disasters like floods or earthquakes, but this is a disaster now we are experiencing every summer.
Wildfire smoke can trigger or worsen heart, lung, and other health problems. CPR's analysis was done with NPR's California Newsroom and Stanford University's Environmental Change and Human Outcomes Lab. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
The forecast has rain for much of the state today and through the rest of the week. This is CPR News.